What's going on, guys? Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Hope you're having a fantastic day and an even better one after this episode. With that being said, this episode is actually a couple of different stories, but they're all related and it all begins in Pennsylvania. Let's jump right into it. Pennsylvania, this man goes into Dairy Queen. Guys, if you don't know what Dairy Queen is, that is like an ice cream shop. It's actually a chain. They sell ice cream. Some of them sell burgers, fries, hot dogs. It's very popular in the Midwest area. Warren Buffett, I believe, owns the majority of the stock. Great company. Great ice cream. They're famous for their, what's the thing that you turn upside down, doesn't fall? The DQ Blizzard. That's what it is. Dairy Queen Blizzard. Anyway, in Pennsylvania, this man, let's just call him, I'm horrible with pronouncing his name, I'm very bad with names in general. His name is Jan V. Stawovy. That's S-T-A-W-O-V-Y. Stawovy. Stawovy? I don't know. He went into one of these Dairy Queens, but not just by himself. He was wearing a rainbow clown wig. And he was instantly arrested. Why? Well, he was arrested because he walked into Dairy Queen with a loaded handgun. Why do you think he did that? He says he did it because he told police he was looking to make former President Donald Trump, quote, King of the United States. With that being said, I should have said this in the beginning, mental health is a big problem in this country. I think around the world as well. But it's not just on one side politically. It's around the world, regardless of who you are affiliated with. You could argue that it affects more on one side than the other, and we could sit here and go back and forth with that for days, hours, whatever. But the facts still remain the same. It's an epidemic. It's affecting millions, if not billions, of people. And it's will it get better before it gets worse? I don't know. With midterms coming up and with all of the talk with FBI and the DOJ and all this stuff investigating Trump, it's kind of crazy. So people are feeding off of that crazy, and they're taking that personally. And that is why, and I see it online all the time. You guys know on Twitter, at CJ Bronson Show, you can find me on Twitter and on TikTok, same handle, at CJ Bronson Show. And we talk about it all the time on there. But you have to understand that there's some people who do more than just talk. Some people who think they're going to do the right thing by doing the wrong thing. And I think this is another example of that. So let me keep reading. I'm sorry, got carried away. So Jan, we're just going to call him Jan because that last name I'm butchering, was intercepted by police at the Del Monte Ice Cream Parlor on Saturday after responding to reports of an erratic driver wearing unusual clothes like a bright yellow safety vest and a rainbow wig. Now, if you were in New York or California, that would have been a regular Saturday. But this is Pennsylvania, in particular Del Monte, and that's not normal over there. Now, Jan was found to have two more loaded handguns in his car with 62 rounds of ammunition, which were all seized by police. He has now been charged with firearms not to be carried without a license, but he has now been charged firearms not to be carried without a license, persons not to possess, terroristic threats, and disorderly conduct. He told investigators after the incident that he was undercover and that he had guns to protect himself from, quote, drug traffickers, and also indicated he intended to kill Democrats and liberals. Well, at least he's an honest man. You can turn around and say he's an honest man. You can't say he's not. Those are the things that he wanted to do. He didn't lie. Right? Police also said in a news release that Jan told them he wanted to, quote, restore Trump to President King of the United States. To restore him. So meaning at one point he was President King of the United States. He carried a 40 caliber handgun into the store along with some loose rounds of ammunition, just as a group of people with mental disabilities were entering the restaurant. Oh, no, dude. He was arrested without incident and is now awaiting arraignment. It is currently unclear whether he has an attorney representing him. According to his Facebook, this was not the first time he adorned the now famous clown wig. back on September 9th, a letter from Barron Run United Methodist Church said Stawovey attended church services in the full clown costume and full makeup. Man, you know how hot churches are? Churches are notoriously hot. I remember mine barely had any air conditioning. I think we had one ceiling fan, and we were just sitting there fanning ourselves with the service. And can you imagine just sitting in there with full... I wonder if he had the shoes, just clicking around the church, the wig and everything, and just sits down all calm and natural. Hey, Mary. Hey. Hey, Miss Davis. Hey, Miss Becky. How you doing, Charles? And they just sit down, like everything's normal. Like, dude, who the hell is that guy? Is that Stawovey? Stawovey again with the clown makeup? Clown makeup just running on his face like Joker from Batman. Oh, yeah, look. Stawovey's appearance frightened other attendees, and he once again became argumentative and belligerent, leading to the church banning him from the property. He wrote, quote, second love letters and praised the Lord on the letter, which also said they wish that you are able to seek out the help that you need. And you see, this is the problem I have. And I hope you guys at the church are listening. You guys are a church, right? You're supposed to be welcoming to all, right? And I understand that he might have been frightening to you, and you guys might have been scared, he might have been belligerent. But if he's an active churchgoer, and you know that this is not the norm, shouldn't you have alerted somebody for help? One of you should have said, you know what, maybe we should check up on good old Jan and see if he's all right. You know, and this goes back to the story yesterday, like family members with the woman who allegedly drowned her kids in the ocean, who's still not answering questions, but she's not a suspect. They're just asking her questions because New York does their New York thing of, you know, take it nice and easy. But it's frustrating to me because, again, this is a church. Like back in the day when, you know, I remember church services, everyone knew everyone. Like, come on, man. And someone didn't show up, they'd call you, they'd make sure you're okay, you know. And I'm assuming they knew this man because he showed up in clown gear. They made it seem like they knew him and they were uncomfortable with him. And they even to write the reply back and say, you know, we hope you seek the help that you need. Why the hell didn't you help get the help? I mean, pastor, where's the pastor? Who's the priest? Let's see. Let's look into this. Let's see who this is. Do they say? Let's see here. He wrote second letters. Praise the Lord on the letter. Wish that you are able to seek out the help that you need. No. Now the article goes into further. And I'm a big conspiracy guy. I have to admit, guys, I'm a big conspiracy person. You know, I think there's a lot of things that, a lot of conspiracies are true. And I think a lot of them that we thought were just conspiracies became true. And, you know, whether it's Alex Jones or whomever you may follow, whatever you may hear, a lot of these conspiracy theories turn out to be actual fact. A lot of the fact turns out to be false. Now, they're talking about, because of his terminology of President King, they're saying that's a common terminology used among QAnon believers, which is, if you don't remember that, that's a Trump, how would I describe that? I guess you could say it's a far-right group that supports a set of conspiracy theories surrounding Trump. There you go. But there's no confirmation of that, number one. And they're only basing this upon him saying Trump as a, quote, President King. But what's crazy about it, and that's just really strange, not only is it so close to the midterms, not only is it interesting because he had all these guns on him, I mean, the clown makeup and the clown costume and the hair, that's kind of strange. But what's crazy is that what happened hours before. Again, this might be me being a conspiracy theorist. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I'm not saying that he was activated or some kind of, like, you know, Manchurian candidate, some kind of freaking, you know, government experiment. I don't know nothing. But what I do know is that's very interesting that a few hours before, what happened in Michigan? Now, this is Pennsylvania. Now, in Michigan, a 53-year-old Igor Lannis shot and killed his wife and his dog and injured his daughter. Why? Well, let's see. Lannis' other daughter, Rachel, posted on Reddit, which is a community dedicated to discussing the effects of QAnon. She posted that, well, her father would insist the family watch videos about 5G cell towers, vaccines, the idea that the election was stolen, the theory that their world leaders were alien lizard people in disguise. And that's a whole nother podcast episode. I can go into full detail of my beliefs in all of those things, and or my disbeliefs in all of those things. She wrote, quote, "I'm shocked and I don't even know what to say. Fuck you, QAnon. I hope the FBI tightens its grip on you and that your lackeys rot in prison and hell for poisoning so many people." Rebecca told the Daily Beast that her once extremely loving father, who worked as a car designer and had no history of violence, had become heavily influenced by far-right figures like Alex Jones. She added, "He had a sense of reality, but then after 2020, when Trump lost, he started going down these crazy rabbit holes. It's a very big contributor to what happened." And they're saying, they go, you know, the article goes on to say how QAnon has linked to many shootings. And, you know, the reason why I put those two together is because, number one, I don't believe a person can be, like, you can't, if you remember years ago, the Columbine shooting, they went ahead and they blamed the Matrix. They were like, Keanu Reeves was the reason, he had the trench coats, and they were mimicking the trench coats, they were mimicking the movie, you know, the Matrix, that's why they did the Columbine shooting, right? Now they're going to, you know, and now, and that was, of course, dismissed. Obviously, the new Matrix came out, nothing happened, right? Maybe they were copying, maybe not. But to sue a movie or a person or an idea because someone did a bad thing, in my opinion, is the definition of crazy, right? So because this guy puts on a wig, puts on clown makeup, a clown costume, and reads something on QAnon and decides to go into Dairy Queen, threaten everybody, including mental disabled people, whatever, saying he's trying to kill Democrats to get President Trump back into office, or President Trump as king, or whatever he said, King Trump, that doesn't mean that the QAnon group is to blame. That means that this man had something wrong with him mentally, right? Because if he was in a group of gardening, and he heard that gardening fertilizer was really bad for you, and he goes into the Home Depot and starts shooting the bags of fertilizer, do you go ahead and you go and you blame the gardening group on Facebook or wherever he read it and say, oh, it's the gardening group's fault? No. This guy is at fault. He is a grown-ass man, and he made his own grown-ass decisions, and he fucked up. And he should serve the consequences for it. Some person in another country who's typing away on a keyboard is not responsible for another human being adult action, an adult's action. And the same goes for this guy in Michigan, who shot the dog and the wife and injured the daughter. In my opinion, I don't think it's QAnon's fault or Reddit's fault or even Alex Jones's fault. That's my opinion. You're an adult. And if it wasn't a minor, maybe a different story could be brought up. But I don't think it's still minors. I think it's the parents' fault at that point, because I believe the parents are responsible for the kid. You know, like I've been saying for a while, you're responsible if you have a minor in your house, you're responsible for that minor. But if you're an adult, two grown-ass men who commit crimes, you can't turn around and blame QAnon or blame Reddit or blame Trump. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because, again, midterms are coming up, and I'm wondering if they're going to try and use this as a way to shut down more social media accounts. Are they going to use this to shut down more people with like-minded beliefs? Because isn't that what this is, right? The QAnon conspiracy groups, they believe that, you know, everything, you know, not everything, but most of the things behind the scenes are really not, let me rephrase that. They believe that things that we are being shown are not what's truly happening. They believe that there's other things happening behind the scenes that we don't know. And they think there's an insider named Q who was giving out leaks and details during Trump's speeches. purposely. And, you know, there was a movie about it. I think it was on HBO or something. You know, I don't know. Anyway, the whole point is I don't want them to use this and say, oh, well, they're already saying that MAGA patriots or MAGA Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. They're basically labeling us as that, or people who affiliate as MAGA patriots as that. And we're already kind of limited a lot of the freedom of speeches. We can't freedom of speech. We can't say certain things about certain viruses or certain treatments. We can't say, otherwise we get the platforms taken down, or we get a little warning next to our episode saying that, you know, this is fake news or fake information. Go here. And even when you find out that that was all conspiracy talk and the conspiracy talk was true, you don't apologize or reinstate any accounts. No, you continue to keep them blocked, and you know, including doctors on Twitter and Facebook. They can't get their accounts back, even though it's been proven that what they've been saying has been true. So my thing is it a coincidence that the same group caused two different, allegedly two different men following the same QAnon group committed a crime the same day within hours? Is that a possibility? It's possible. Is it a coincidence? It's a coincidence. It's also possible that MKUltra or some other program that they've been working on were activated. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I have no clue. I think it's a huge coincidence. I mean, you're going to tell me QAnon group has been on Reddit posting for years, and for whatever reason, the same day, these two different men in different states decide to commit these kinds of crimes with guns? Maybe it's a way of them trying to get rid of guns, at the same time get rid of free speech and get rid of, and, you know, paint Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. Maybe it's all three. These are things that I think about because I'm a crazy person as well. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I consider myself one, you know. But you kind of have to be. If you're reading this, reading news every day like I am, you're kind of foolish to just, if I put like a mask, a blindfold on, I would still see that some of this stuff doesn't add up. But I guess, you know, we'll wait and see. It's Tuesday. This happened on Saturday. I'm still waiting for more updates. I wonder if they're going to try to go after the Reddit group and arrest them. I don't know. At the same time, the daughter, Rachel, whatever her name is, and the church groups in Pennsylvania should have alerted authorities if they saw bad behavior or suspicious behavior, or if they were so concerned like they claim to have been for a while. That's my two cents. That's my point. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? Are the QAnon groups to blame? Is Facebook to blame? Is Twitter to blame? Should we just get rid of all social media accounts because we're so dumb that we can't think for ourselves? We're so easily influenced. You know, this is like how they used to say cartoons. Cartoons cause violence, right? Looney Tunes shot, what's his name? Bugs Bunny would shoot Daffy Duck's nose around his face. Did that cause violence? I don't think so. That's been going on for years. Movies, video games, all this stuff causes more violence. So we get rid of everything and just look at happy stuff. Maybe is that what they want us to do? Just focus on work and bills and work and bills? Maybe. And they'll just tell us what's allowed to watch, what we're allowed to watch and whatnot. Or what we're allowed to say and whatnot. Maybe that's the end game. Maybe. Oh, a lot to think about. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Again, at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter, at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. New episode today about the harm reduction kiosks coming to Kentucky and the harm reduction sites, drug sites, coming around the world. Check that out. It's a good video. Don't forget, the store is open, cjbronsonstore.com. All kinds of merch. We got Make $2 Gas Great Again shirts, everything on there, sweatshirts, Halloween shirts. Check it out. Guys, please be safe out there. Be alert. Man, you can go to Dairy Queen and get in trouble now. So you got to be careful when you get that ice cream. I mean, this is crazy. This is literally crazy. All right. Be safe out there. And don't forget, guys, I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.